There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Duds, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
May I speak to you a minute, please?
Well, sure. What can I do for you, little girl?
It's about that new soap, Duds.
Yes?
You say it's really new?
Well, of course Duds is new. It's the first really new kind of granulated wash day soap in years.
Well, my mother heard you say Duds does everything in the wash.
That's right.
And when you say everything, you mean everything, don't you?
Well, sure. New Duds does all three kinds of wash. Heavy work shirts, grimy towels, to pretty rayon slips.
Well, my mother says she just doesn't see how this one granulated soap could get her towels white and still be safe for rayons, too, like you say.
Oh, she said that, did she?
Yep. She said it's ridiculous. Well, anyway, she doesn't see how Duds can do so much.
Well, she would if she'd tried Duds. Then she'll find out Duds is not just a new improvement of an old soap. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery.
Gee.
Now, look, I've got a little plan. How about you taking home a box of Duds?
Oh, that's a good idea.
And just you ask your mother to try it.
For everything?
Sure, for all three kinds of wash. First, she'll discover Duds is lots safer for her rayons and fussy colored washables. Safer than any other leading granulated wash day soap she's ever used.
Oh?
And second, you notice when your mother washes your father's overalls in Duds, she won't do any hard scrubbing because no soap made gets clothes clean easier than new Duds.
Oh, she'll like that.
And third, you wait till your mother sees how wonderfully white Duds gets her sheets and towels.
Oh, she's always complaining about her towels.
Well, I bet she won't complain when she sees how dazzling white Duds does them. Why, she's never seen whiter washes than new Duds gives her. In fact, Duds gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Duds. Mr. Collier. I'll take home some Duds right now.
All right, fine. And just look for those letters D-U-Z on the big red and white box. And don't forget, Duds does everything in the wash. And now the Goldbergs. If too many cooks spoil the broth, then we can rest assured that Rosie's love affair is being spoiled. For Jake, Molly, and Sammy have made separate appointments to see the mother of the young man involved. Of course, the Goldbergs have a right to be worried, since Walter Jerome is engaged to another girl. But then, Rosie handled that part of the problem a little while ago, when she told Walter that he would have to do something about the other girl. Meanwhile, Jake is hurrying along in the Lastonbury twilight. Listen.
Hi, Mr. Goldberg.
Hello, Dr. Cater.
Step in the house a minute.
Thanks, Dr. Cater, but I have an important appointment.
Why, you look worried, Mr. Goldberg.
Well, my mission isn't a very pleasant one. I am on my way to see Mrs. Jerome, unbeknown to Mrs. Goldberg.
Do you know what you're going to say to her when you see her?
Indeed I do. Indeed I do, Dr. Cater.
Why don't you come in the house and talk it over? Now, after all, I think I know Mrs. Jerome a little better than you do.
I think I know her very well, Dr. Cater. Very well.
Well, perhaps you do, but...
Now, come in. I made an appointment, Doctor.
Come in.
Just
for a few
but
minutes.
I'll be late,
no,
Doctor.
No, you won't. You have plenty of time.
Come in. Let her wait.
Oh, no. Come on, and that's it. Step in. Let me take your hat.
I made an appointment that she'll be waiting for me.
Let me call Mrs. Jerome and tell her you've been delayed.
All right. Very well. Whatever you think, Dr. Cater. I'm beside myself.
Well, there's nothing so serious that can't be straightened out with a little sane thinking. Or at least, we can accept the inevitable.
Are your children now concerned, Doctor?
Hotel, please.
I think I better talk to her.
Mrs. Jerome, please.
I think it's better that I talk to her.
Just a minute.
I'll take it. Hello? Mrs. Jerome? Mr. Goldberg? I'm sorry, but I have been delayed. Huh? What's that? Who? Mrs. Goldberg? She called you? Who else? My son? Oh, I'll call you back. Can you imagine, huh?
What is it? What is it, Mr. Goldberg?
Sammy and Mrs. Goldberg both made separate appointments, unbeknown to me.
Well, it seems like everybody in the family had the same thought in mind.
Of course, we're all worried, Dr. Cater. We're all worried.
All right, well, now sit down.
I'm worried, Doctor. After all, Walter's engaged to another girl. And if Rose is in love and...
Now, you're not being sensible about this. Besides, you're playing right into Mrs. Jerome's hands.
What do you mean?
She wants to keep Walter hogtied to her for his whole life. But all this fussing and talking and conflict is her chance. And from the other side, opposing Walter is giving fuel to the fire. It's the same with Rosie. Now, you've got to keep an even balance.
But what the...
It's very simple. Oh, isn't that Mrs. Goldberg passing the house?
No, not her. Call her, Doctor.
You sit here and I'll call her.
Don't mention that I had an appointment with Mrs. Jerome.
Don't worry.
Oh, Mrs. Goldberg!
You move, Doctor!
Come in a minute.
I'm in a little bit of a hurry.
But there's someone here who wants to see you.
See me, Holmes?
Yes, come in.
Is she coming?
She's coming.
Someone to see me?
Yes.
Someone to see me? I want to step in and...
Now, it can't be so important that you...
Jake?
Come in and sit down, Mrs. Goldberg.
Where are you going in such a hurry, Molly?
Hurry? When I have anything to do, you know I'm always in a hurry.
What did you have to do?
I had to do the same thing you had to do.
And what's that?
Well, if you had to do it, you know what it was.
How did you know?
How did you know?
Oh, it's no use. You've been married too long to have any secrets from each other. What were you going to say to Mrs. Jerome, Mrs. Goldberg?
I don't know, Doctor.
So why were you running to her?
Because you ran.
I had an idea.
What idea?
An idea.
I'd say the fewer ideas, the better. Seems to me that for two people with as much experience of life as you have, you're both showing very little control. Now, what's unusual about a young girl falling in love?
Nothing, Dr. Kager, nothing. It's the young man, Walter, who's unusual.
In what way?
Well,
he's engaged to somebody else, that's what. I won't stand for it.
Because it's not right, Doctor.
Yes, yes. Walter Jerome's engaged to Norma. And she's a very nice girl and very clever, too.
That's beside the point, Dr. Kager.
Beside the point.
I told Walter to stay away from our house. And I meant it. My word to Mrs. Jerome is, leave town with your son and his engagement both.
You see, Doctor, you see how revolved it all is, Doctor.
Well, all I can see is a tempest in a teapot.
Dr. Cater, you yourself warned us about Walter's engagement.
I warned you to avoid this. Now that it's here, I still say you're being too excited. Now, after all, what...
That's family? That's family?
Call him. I'll call him.
Is family here? Wait. See that, Jake? Why do you keep things from me?
Did you do vice versa?
Sammy!
Hello,
Dr. Cater. Come in a minute.
I'm in a hurry, Doctor.
There's someone here who wants to meet you.
He's coming?
All right, Sammy. Come around the front way.
Well, I've made an appointment.
We all know about your appointment.
Ma.
Ah.
Ma.
Ma.
Well, sit down.
I thought you were both over at Mrs. Jerome's.
I don't think any one of you ought to see her.
But what can we do, Doctor? We know that Rosalie likes Walter. It's not platonic. And that Walter's engaged. And Mrs. Jerome objects to
it. Take my advice.
Yes?
Bitches.
Let it alone. Now, don't touch it. I'm a medical doctor, and there are some diseases in which nature knows the only cure. And love is one of them. Leave it alone.
But, Doctor...
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Goldberg. Now, all of you, what are you afraid of?
Trouble.
This isn't trouble. It's just the education of the heart. You know Rosie. You have confidence in her. She's what you made her. Well, then, what is there to worry about? The one who ought to worry is Mrs. Jerome.
She is.
She's worrying the wrong way. You see, Walter hasn't had the chances that Sammy and Rosie had. His character is mixed up. No one knows what he'll do. But I know that Rosie would never do anything that could interfere with her belief in what was right and wrong. Now let the thing go. Let it work.
Is that Walter walking up the road?
Yes.
Boy, that's Walter
now.
He's coming in.
And I'm going.
Why, Jake, please.
Now, anything you want to say to Mrs. Jerome, say it to Walter. Why don't you talk to him, Mr. Goldberg?
I can't talk to him, Dr. Cato. There's a generation between us. They believe that engagements aren't engagements when...
Pa.
Yes, Pa. Do you believe responsibilities are responsibilities?
Gee, Pa.
Yes, gee, Pa. With each new pretty face, your promises are voids gone for the wind.
Well, it's not that our generation doesn't understand yours, but that yours won't even try to understand us. We've learned not to pay lip service to empty conventions, no matter how good they happen to be by themselves.
The real truth is what you're both saying together, and not what each of you is saying alone. You've got to remember, Mr. Goldberg, the times change.
And you've got to remember, family, that the real things don't change.
Walter. Come in, Walter.
You're busy.
That's all right. Come in. Mr. Goldberg wants to speak to you.
He wants to tell me not to see his daughter anymore. It's no use. I've just seen Rosie. I just spoke to her. She just spoke to me.
You spoke to Rosie?
Yes. I like Rosie. She likes me. We like each other's company.
Are you including Norm in this company, Walter? Your engaged financier?
There are other subjects in the world, Mr. Goldberg, besides love.
I am older than you are. There are no other subjects.
Now, Mr. Goldberg, please.
Dr. Cato, cut my head off. There are no other subjects. And whether you know it or not, Walter, Rose's interest in you is not platonic.
Plato would have smiled in his beard over this reference to his name. But he might have agreed with Jake that when it comes to Rosie and Walter, there are no other subjects but love for the present. And for the future, there's Norma and Walter's unplatonic relation to her. Now I ask you, can you see yourself washing dishes with half a dishpan? Well, you know that's about as useless as struggling with a soap that only does a halfway job for dishes. I mean bar soaps because they don't have real speed. And those tough granulated soaps because they fall short on safety for your hands. Well, you can toss out such halfway soaps and change to new Dove's. Yes, Dove's is here. That new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, Dove's has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Notice how soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove's. Why, Dove's is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yet this amazing new Dove speeds through dishes like a whirlwind. There's no hard scouring, not even to cut tough grease. Yes, Dove really does have everything for dishes. Just try it, and let those whirlwind suds tell you how new and different Dove is. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Tomorrow, change of tactics brings change of pace, and the love affair gets a new lease on life. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.